very lucky today to be joined by D. Kellen.
Episode 12. I'm in like the top 10.
I said that's all right.
Episode 12.
I mentioned the episode. Lucky 12. Old Jets, lucky number 12.
Lucky 12. Is 12 a lucky number?
Yeah. There's only 11 episodes in the series, so welcome to series 2, episode 1. Delighted to be joined by D. Kelly. Hello there.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm okay, thank you very much.
Good. So we want to talk today, obviously, about your past, your notoriety around Birmingham and pretty much the whole of the UK.
Infamous.
The world, if you don't know. The world.
The world.
Yeah.
International infamy, following Benefit Street.
I know.
Took us to here, Handsworth Cricket Club, down in the realness.
Yeah, that's what I thought, you know, it'd bring you out of your cushy studio, bring you into the real world, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The changing rooms.
Our
Handsworth Cricket Club.
That's what we like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get real.
Yeah, no issue with that. So, would you kindly just give us a brief introduction, who you are, where you come from, and then we'll go from there.
I most certainly will. My name's D. Kelly. It's very rare I give out the government name, just in case. Just in case.
I've been that bad.
I've got any outstanding anything, do you know what I mean? Because you never know in this day and age. Also known as, Jose Wardo. From Benefit Street.
Yeah.
Groundbreaking documentary, obviously, which aired 10 years ago. And just an all-round superstar. No, I'm only joking.
we know this.
Yeah, embarrassing mom to two. Do you know what I mean? I'm not a nan yet. Phew, thank God. But just me, Dig, from the street.
Yeah. I mean, we'll touch upon what you're doing now, because obviously you're doing amazing work with the charity. But if you want to go back, I'm jumping in a little bit here. So tell us about Benefit Street and how it came around and how they can pitched it to you and how... Just how you felt at the time.
Yeah, it's really kind of like, it's a very strange kind of scenario because obviously, like I said earlier, it's been 10 years this year since like the documentary aired. But then like if you sort of flip back 2 years before, because the documentary was actually filmed over 18 months, whereas now you can just, boom, chuck a documentary out, you know, over a week. This was kind of like really, you know, thought of and the process and how they manipulated, you know, but no, they did. Do you know what I'm saying? So 2 years before the documentary aired, it was kind of like surreal, to be fair, because I can't even remember how they actually made their way onto the street. Do you know what I mean?
That's it's what like, I was doing, hide inside a load of residents and approach of individuals. You know, knock on the door.
Well, ironically enough, they met another resident in a job centre in Birmingham. So I think what they were doing was probably going around job centres and, you know...
Yeah, market research.
Yeah. Mm. And it was kind of like, you know, what's it like where you live? Because I'm still going to say this now, do you know what I mean? It was pitched initially as they wanted to make a documentary about how community spirit still exists, you know... Yeah. In Birmingham.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, now, James Turner Street, it's a tiny little road. There's probably not even 100 houses on that road, you know, it's so small. So I think they'd been on the street for a while, and then the person that they were filming with obviously got fed up with them and basically just knocked my door and kind of said, you can have them. You know, because I think and you kind of do things, don't you, and then you're like, when you don't know what's going to happen or you don't know how it's going to turn out. So I remember them coming in and we're like, you know, well, what are you doing? Like, we're doing a documentary on community spirit. Okay. Do you want to take part? I don't know, but why not? You know what I'm saying? So all kind of that. It's like, you know, who are you going to be filming with? Oh, we're going to film with the whole street, which they did. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you've got this really small street. It's a multicultural street. The mix, you know, it's kind of like there's more people on the street working than there was not working. Do you know what I'm saying? So they kind of filmed over 18 months with everybody.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, and then it's just kind of like surreal because it's a real funny moment, to be fair, because they kind of like asked, you know, they were asking people, well, we haven't named this yet. You know, can you think of a good name? So the kids were picking out names and other people were picking out names. And I remember It would have been probably in the December, you know, in the December of 2013, we got called to a hotel on Broad Street.
Right.
Where they were going to premiere, shall we say, premiere the first ever episode of the documentary. So I remember we all took off to this hotel. We walked into like this massive room, and the first thing you see when you walked into this room was like loads of security guards, and we were like, huh? Do you know what I mean? It was like kind of like, well, what's going on here? It's like, you've spent 18 months, like, you know, living in our houses and, you know, becoming like part of our families. And we walk into this room and all we can see is like a wall-to-wall security.
Yeah,
so it was kind of like real, you know, what on earth is going on here? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we all kind of sat down around this big table, and you have this massive screen at the front of the room. Dim the lights, boom. Benefit Street, we were like, are you having a laugh?
Screw it.
That's the first time you did the start of the program?
Yes. From that very second, I thought, we have been well and truly done over. Jeez. And then it was kind of like, now I know why they're there. Do you know what I'm saying? It was like, I can't believe, you know what I mean? It was like, it was just, I knew from that, and I'm no doubt everybody knew from that second that we'd be...
It's not community. Yeah. I mean, that was,
well and truly,
underlyingly, there was that to it, wasn't there? But they've painted it a bit kind of the only way is Essex then, didn't they? And kind of took the narrative elsewhere, didn't they?
I think
there was an underlying, there was a little bit of that, it wasn't there, the community and... Obviously, yourself and your neighbours selling the discounts of 50p stuff, things like that. There was that side.
I've known that kid my whole life, yeah, and he's never, and I've never ever bought half a cup of washing up liquid off him for 50p, yeah. No, do you know what I'm saying? And I can tell you something as well, because it's like really funny, to be fair, because there were elements of it where we kind of like, every now and again, we'd get annoyed with them, do you know what I'm saying? It's the same as everything. You're kind of doing our head in now,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, and they'd annoyed us and we refused to film. So at one stage, we refused to film. I think it's for about 2 or 3 weeks. So that's when then they were like, well, what are we going to do? Because these are really digging their heels in, do you know what I mean? And I think we've upset them and we're not going to be able to finish this show. Hence the 50p man, we'll get him and he can knock on a few doors.
Oh, really?
Hence someone else coming in and rare. Do you know what I mean? So there were
they didn't even
live on the street, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But they had to kind of get footage from somewhere, I suppose. Mm. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
So did anyone kick off at the premiere?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
I'd have thought so. Did you kick off?
Well, yeah, I was very vocal. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm not stupid. And I knew the second I saw them two words, do you know what I mean? It was a lie.
Mm.
Everything was a lie.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, like I said to you, I've just said to you, you know, you build up a rapport with these people. Do you know what I mean? You bring them into your home. You bring them into your kids' lives. You bring them into your lives. You know, you feed them. You look after them. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like...
They've stabbed you in the back.
Yeah, massively. So... This would have been, because I think it first said it was either the 4th of January, I think, or the 6th of January or something.
It was
January,
yeah.
So, obviously, there was like, I can't believe you've done this, that, and the other, no communication, whatever. We all kind of went home and went, just wait for it, do you know what I mean? Because basically, we're well and truly screwed.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, we just knew we were...
You come out of it really well, though.
Do you know? What do you mean?
You come out of it really well. You come out of it genuine. So, obviously, I knew you were right about that time and you just come across...
I think everyone did. You see, and this is kind of what you say as well, right? There's no denying what you saw was what we did, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like because it's there. Do you know what I'm saying? But I think what kind of got us was that... We were so tight, do you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of how we existed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they kind of filmed. It was kind of like, you know, we want to see people living in a community who kind of like, you know, help each other, are there for each other. Mm-hmm. I've got each other's backs. And that's 1,000,000% what we all had.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, again, you can kind of say from the perspective of obviously, you know, of the production company, it's like they want
they the action.
Yes. Mm.
For rights, it's all rights, isn't it?
And what you're going to get is if you title something immigration, benefits, what's the other one? Religion, whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like
clickbait, isn't it?
Yeah, 1,000,000%. Mm. So you automatically know, you know, and this is kind of thing, you know, straight away, you're going to cause a massive divide.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's like,
I remember at the time, it was headline, it was kind of front page headline news, wasn't it? You was
all over the world. Mm. And that's the thing. It's kind of like, you know, so I remember it was a Monday night. It was 9 o'clock. We sat at home. We had all the doors locked. We had the curtains closed. It's like we just knew to batten down the hatches. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Because you don't know what's coming next. Because social media wasn't massive. It weren't massive in my life. No. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I hadn't heard of like Twitter and all them lots. Do you know what I mean? We all had our Facebooks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like, you know, behind closed doors, and we just sat there and we were watching this program. And we were like, oh my God. Do you know what I mean?
Like you say, though, you have done the stuff. It's the way they edit it. And obviously, within my field and stuff, you can edit something to be good or bad, and horror or romance, can't you?
Exactly. At the end of the day, it's kind of, you know, I've always said it. You've got 18 months filming, edited into, what, 5, 6, 45-minute shows?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I remember going to bed that night. Yeah, I remember going to bed that night, and this is no word of a lie, about an hour later, that street was gridlocked. Gridlocked.
People coming down.
Because, again, the first line of that bloody TV show was, James Turner Street in Birmingham. Well, there aren't many of them, is it? Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. It's like the whole...
It's like Hollywood Boulevard.
Just knew. Do you know what I'm saying? We had people shouting up at our windows, knocking on doors, car horns, bibbing. I think on episode number two, James Turner Street was actually on Google Maps as a tourist attraction.
No.
Yeah. A tourist attraction.
That is so mad.
We used to have, like, you know, ex-forces security guards parked on either end of the road because of this social media storm. This storm that, you know, death threats and...
Bring out all the loonies, don't you?
Yeah, it was just absolutely... It was completely surreal. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? I remember coming out of my house the one morning and I had, like, you know, a film crew standing in my garden from, like, Russia. And someone over the road had one from France. And I'm like, are you serious? And I remember, like, you know, receiving a knock at the door and, you know, it was, like, really mad. There was this woman, she'd come down just to say hello. And her sister had travelled from Africa to her, and then they'd driven for 12 hours to come down to, I remember being in my kitchen the one day.
And, did you do a cup of tea?
Everything was for a cup of tea. It was always for a cup of tea.
That's what you know, nothing.
I was like, standing in my kitchen the one day, I was like, you know, obviously cooking dinner or whatever, and I could hear this noise. I went out and someone was halfway through my window. I knew you were in. I'm like, you're climbing through my window. Do you know what I'm saying? It's so, but I've been knocking your door. And I'm like, but you're climbing through my window. Do you know what I'm saying? I've been knocking your door. Yeah, but you're halfway through my window. Do you know? But it was all nice people, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? It weren't like, it weren't someone climbing through my window to guilt me.
Yeah.
It was someone who just wanted to chat
or just give you a look.
It was just completely surreal.
Bonkers.
It really was. And it's like, it's just madness, pure madness. Mm.
So was there any kind of advice or was there any help given from the production staff when obviously it was going out, when it all started, when it became a cultural phenomenon, which it was at the time. Was there any kind of advice and help I had to deal with that
support?
We had a couple of meetings in the local pub, do you know what I mean? About, we're here to support you, we're here if you need us, and this, that, and the other. But I'm going to be completely honest with you now, and I think even they were shocked
at how much
it went up. Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I think, do you know what I mean? It's like, that they were even like, what on earth? Do you know what I mean? It's
what,
like...
What, recreated?
Yes.
But now, the 10 of Penny on the Channel 5 and all that, aren't they? You've got... It
rebirthed the term poverty porn, didn't it?
Mm.
What a disgusting term.
Well, I tell you, did it rebirth it, or was that it? That's what it was labeled, exactly, you know what I'm saying?
Live eye stuff like everything and run around now, the videos.
But that wasn't kind of at home, was it? No, that was always. Exactly, it was always, you know, in what they classed as third world countries. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, I mean, I do hate the word poverty porn, do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's like, because this is people's lives and crap, and, you know, people do live in sort of like, you know, dire circumstances. But again, it's kind of like headline-grabbing words, isn't it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Impactful, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but like I said, I can't speak for them. But I do honestly think, you know, because that's their business, do you know what I mean? That... There was an element of they couldn't actually believe it either.
Yeah. There's some high five.
It was an absolute, do you know what I'm saying? Just a phenomenon, really. It was like, it's just madness.
And just check out this.
So this may here, you know, so pick up update. Do it Nansworth Park Day. It was up to the AFN Fact Day.
Oh, Europe.
Do you know what I mean?
You had international news trailer and you got
okay, yeah, it was madness. Just absolute madness. You know, ex-security forces taking the kids to school. Do you know what I'm saying? It's all like, what on earth, man?
Do you still see any of them?
I see a lot of people. I see a lot of people on the street, but not a lot of people who are in the show.
Right, okay.
Ooh. Sadly.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So I know that a few of them passed away, haven't they?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? 3 years, and 3 years. No, what was it? 2009, bloody hell, 5 years. So it'll be 5 years now since Fungi passed away.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because that...
Only last week, but it was anniversary last week.
No, it's 5 years, yeah. So when I was watching it last night, they've made it into... It's more fiction, isn't it? So it's all like... They've tried to make it like a reality show of Sesame Street, haven't they? To a certain extent. They've tried to put that narrative on it. So they had the two lads, Fungi, and the other lad who was going around robbing, and they were kind of...
He's passed away as well, hasn't he? He passed away.
Dying, was it?
Yeah.
Then you've got Black D, and he was helping her out in that one scene, and she's having problems with the benefits. But there's just the whole... And then the couple who's got the young kids as well. So there's all kinds of stuff going on, and that's how I imagine that at some point they'd be like... The only way is Essex to be like, okay, this has happened, or just feeding you bits to...
No, not at all. And that's the thing, it's kind of like, there was nothing kind of like reality show about it, if that makes sense.
It was real.
It was real. And I think that, again, is what I'm, you know, what I stress to this day, but it's kind of like, you know, it's going to sound like, I don't know how it's going to sound like, to be fair, but, you know, I wasn't the only me on that street, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and this again, it wouldn't show because when you work out, I had a nervous breakdown in kind of like probably early 2012.
Yeah.
And this was filmed in 2012, not making any excuses or nothing like that, but, you know, maybe I was still episoding, as they say. But also, it's kind of like then where you had like, you know, Dee had come in and she'd have to look after my kids for 3 weeks because I was in bed. You know what I mean? And dosed up to the eyeballs on tablets and things like that. And people were doing my shopping and people were like, you know, looking after my children and all this. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like how we worked as a family. It wasn't me, the only one. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, but again, it's sort of, you know, not my fault. Do you know what I mean? It's all right. But also, you know, and again, I'm still having that. There is an element that it weren't fair. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'd always say it's all right, but, you know, but daylight, I wasn't all that because I wasn't well. Do you know what I mean? And like maybe during this 18 months, I probably spent 6 months, you know what I mean, wallowing away and crying or, you know, like I said, you know, dosed up to the eyeballs on.
Yeah.
Prescription drugs. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. And that was kind of like, so you can kind of understand in a way, because it angered me a bit. Do you know what I'm saying? So possibly, I can't speak for other people. I could see then why they probably get a bit, you know what I'm saying?
Causing just that's friction it. For...
So they might, yeah. might do the focal point of the show where you didn't know, and then after created a character before you really,
yeah.
well, you're not that character, but from there, then obviously you've come away from the show, and then the publicity, the spotlight is on you then. So following that, I mean, I was looking at your Wikipedia.
Have I got Wikipedia?
Wikipedia.
Have I? Uh-huh. Is it like a long story?
Is it that's gone?
It's all clean. So,
oh my God, I've got a Wikipedia. I never Google myself. I never watch nothing. Because I think I sound awful, you know.
Nah.
I do, honest to God. Well,
don't to us.
Because you know, when you go around and people are like, oh, I knew it was you because I recognised your voice.
I recognise your voice.
I've got a very distinctive voice, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how you describe it, but I've got
it's very distinctive. Yeah.
It's hard to listen
how
to
would you describe my voice? Apart from distinctive, pick another word.
Strong. So it's a very strong voice.
Have I got a strong? You've got a really distinctive laugh
as well.
Oh no, it's my laugh. It's a smoker's laugh.
You've got a filthy laugh.
I'll say a really good Brummie accent.
Do you think I like posh? Shall I take that as a no?
I don't know. What?
You're like mumbling, probably. It's all right, you know.
Yeah.
From Dublin.
See, that's black.
Yeah. That's the yam-yam, isn't it?
Yeah. No. You're well-spoken.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
Yeah.
It's quite clear that you've been around media.
I'm not media trained.
That's the laugh.
So following from the straight then.
Yeah.
So was there anything in regards to what did you do? What was the next step? Was it the phone started ringing then? What did you do? I mean, you were on TV debates, you were asked to speak at the Conservative Party conference.
We met, didn't we, originally on that advert for, what was it, a cash thing?
Oh my God.
Was it like a loan shark?
It was like a loan shark.
I know, yeah.
Where I'd been bloody signed up to do an advert.
Because we were shooting it, weren't we?
You know what I'm saying? So obviously, you know, someone's been in touch, rare, they want you to do an advert and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, fair enough. It was a loan shark. Mortified.
But yeah, I suppose you were getting calls.
So how are you filtering? Was it there? Did I recommend an agent or something?
No, hand on her heart. It's kind of like, obviously, loads of things started coming through. Then, you know, you're getting, like I said, you know, letter after letter posted through the door, sent through the mail, people knocking the door. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like...
And so Dorothy, what
you yeah, to because like door. Everyone knew where you live. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like everyone knows where you live. Yeah. So, you know, why quite, you know, pay the price of a stamp? Let's just go rock up and, you know, rock up and knock a door.
And climb through the window.
Yeah, I'm climbing through the window. Do you know what I mean? She's in. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know she's in there. So that kind of like started coming through, but then you get you started to get the, oh, I'm a management agent, I'm a PR, this, I'm a, let me manage you and rare, tear, tear. And I mean, you know, at this stage, I'm like a 42-year-old, you know, adult who ain't got a clue, who's never wanted to be in the limelight in her whole life, who's suddenly in this limelight. I'm like, what do I do? Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you've been berated and stuff for being part of the system. And there was kind of like, in a way, a positive about it, because it's like, well, hang on a minute, do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, people are offering you £5,000 just to do an interview in a newspaper. It's like, what are you, mate? You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you know, do I just carry on doing what I'm doing or do... But do you know what it is with me as well? I'm very gobby, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And kind of a lot of kind of like... And protective, so kind of a lot with me, and I think that's probably what happens. If people kind of come for me on mine, I'll come back. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's kind of like the protective thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And my cubs. You know what I mean? And it's like, so it was kind of like, you know, these live debates and this, that, and the other, and things like that. And I'm like, well, you've got something to say about me. Well, say it to my face. I'm a very say it to my face kind of person.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that's where I saw and why I probably did a lot of that. Do Do you know what I mean? And if they were paying me, they were paying me. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like a way out of the system that I've been, you know, totally condemned for being part of. Do you know what I mean? It's like, so that's when that sort of started. So like,
if I was in literally then, so you've been berated for being part of a system that relies on what then, and then you got the same people giving you stick then for taking money, going and doing things.
Yeah, they'd give you stick anyway. Mm. Do you know what I mean? If I'd have been ordained in a church or become a priest or whatever, or do you know what I'm saying? It's like, people don't like you, they don't like you. They don't know what.
So at that time, we were having a chat, weren't we? And I kind of, about the age, like I was...
I didn't know what an agent was. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what we were discussing at the time, though, is it left a bit of sour taste in your mouth, obviously, with what they'd done and how they portrayed the street. So I think at the time, you were a bit dubious about these people saying, come on to this, come on to that, because you don't want them to, oh, yeah, come on, yeah, we love you and that, and then get you on and just be like, da-da-da-da, hitting you with powers. Mm-hmm. That's what your kind of angle was about it. Mm-hmm. So they're offering me 10 grand, 20 grand or whatever to go on here and there and everywhere, but what is it about?
Yeah.
That's the angle.
And I think a lot of it kind of, you know, it's like when I started, especially, you know, I prefer live, do you know what I'm saying? Because you can't edit live. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't kind of like, you know, twist live. But I remember Katie Hopkins. She was obviously very, very vocal, which, you know, at the end of the day, it's a paid job for her to be vocal. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I've actually met her. It was the first time I met her as well. She was surrounded by security, which I find really strange. So I think she might have said something not very nice about my children.
I did.
Yeah. But why do people feel the need to surround themselves with security when I'm going to meet them? I really don't know.
I don't know.
But obviously, and there was actually, because I did the live debate thing with her, and you know there was actually odds in betting shops on who out of the panel would swear first, and it was and I was top. And you know, I've never, ever, ever swore on a live TV show or in an article or recorded or like, I've never swore.
Well, I said that to you last night.
So remember that. Just
F and blind if you want, because it ain't your lot, but I don't.
But I don't, and that's the thing, I don't. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I think they put 18 months worth of swearing into like 6 little episodes.
Of course.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I can have a little, like, do you know, I'm Irish for God's sake, do you know what I'm saying? Mm. It's like, but yeah, there was actually odds on, you know, odds on who'd knock her out first and who'd swear.
Get on with Katie Hopkins.
Do you know what I do?
Is she just doing a facade?
Like, yes. Kind of, and that's the thing. I met her like a few times. And I remember like, I think it was the second or third time I met her. It was like a debate show thing or whatever. And I was on there. And then when I went into the studio, she's like, oh, dear, my friend. No, come on up. She's like, oh, this man. I'm like, I'm not your friend. Don't tell everyone I'm your friend. Oh, okay. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, I've met you a couple of times, but please don't tell everyone I'm your friend. No, do you know what I mean? But she's a lovely person. Do you know what I'm saying?
And she's someone, isn't she, that this whole media and the narrative, you're either a victim or you use it to your advantage.
Yes.
That's, you're on one side or the other of the media, aren't you? She's found a niche, hasn't she?
She says how she feels, do you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of like, you know, her job was, don't know what it is now, but
I'm not sure.
Her job was to, in my mind, be a controversial columnist. I think worse.
Stir it
she
up.
She also became, you know, one of the most hated, but one of the most liked persons, you know, people, because again, you know, no matter what she said, some people would agree with it, some would disagree.
Yeah, yeah. It's exactly what Joey Barton's doing now on Twitter. It's exactly what Joey Barton's doing. It's just fueling a fire to get a reaction, and then that makes you infamous because, like I say, you split it down the middle, don't you?
Exactly.
Lovers and haters.
Exactly.
And they'll fight each other for the sake of you. They'll just go off on each other.
Exactly.
Like
it's just so weird. Mm. Weird. But, yeah.
Go on.
I like Rush. How long have you been people before?
Oh, that was funny, that was.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about
this. Yeah, that's funny. That was like really funny because I remember, again, I was just sitting at home and I got this letter through the post and I opened it and I just started laughing. And because I'm obsessed with like people's lives and reality TV, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, and I've watched that show, I've watched Big Brother every single series since it ever started. And I was like looking at this, and I just started laughing. I was like, oh my God. And it was kind of like, you know, when you talk to your friends and so on, like, I've had this letter and they want me to go on Live Celebrity.
I bet everyone was like, you've got to do it.
Do you know what I'm saying? But I kind of like just left it and left it, and they kept contacting and contacting. And that was like, I went to meet them, and that's kind of when I kind of reached out to, like, because somebody had said to me, I know this guy, he's really good. Eye roll.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Do you know what I mean?
So, hindsight's a great thing.
So it was kind of like, you know, well, he knows what, you know, they know what they're doing. It's their job. They'll come along. So we met at a bar in town. And then, it's just so funny. We met at a bar in town. And,
did he do all the negotiating for you and stuff?
No, because that's
like, I thought you said
he was already done that myself. It was already a done. You know what I'm saying? It's like, and this again, it's kind of like, it was more like the nitty gritty things. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, because I'm not stupid. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, I know how to write a letter. I know how to write an email. I know how to make a phone call.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? What I don't know is, what's the legalities to this, or what's the legality? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, if I do this, will this come back? And do you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like
protecting.
Exactly. Protecting
the backside, isn't it?
Exactly. Sure,
yeah.
So it was, that was kind of like an already done deal and stuff. But then, again, with me, it's when news had leaked out that, you know, YD's going to be in Celebrity Big Brother, and rare, it was all the celebrity, is she a celebrity, or does she think she is? And, you yeah. know, the usual. So my motto was kind of like, you know, some of the more people that don't want me to do it, I'm going to do it just to piss you off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I was there. I was one of the most hated people in the country. Yeah, well, this is my mindset.
Yeah,
I might have been, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
This is how I perceive
right, yeah,
life. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So I said to the kids, do you know what I mean? I'm going away. I'll be away for a week. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, you know, big goodbye to the children. I'll see, you know, it's a week. You'll be fine. Do you know what I mean? Tell me why I was in that place for nearly a month. And all the time I'm like, but I said to my kids, I'll see you in a week. I said, I don't know where my kids are. I don't know who's got my kids. I don't know if they've been fed. I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying? And it was like,
I didn't have my wings food.
Do you know? And it was like, I was just like, I was in bits in a way. Do you know what I'm saying?
They could still see you. Like TV, because the one voting you out.
But I couldn't work it out. And I was like, what on earth is going on here? Do you know what I'm saying? It's like,
you thought you'd be in a night.
Yeah, boom. He said, money.
Yeah.
Be home with the kids in 7 days.
Yeah.
I made it to the final 4 weeks. Were
you in the final with? Who won it?
I was in the final with Gary Boosie. He won it.
Right.
Then there was Audley Harrison. Then James Jordan from Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
Then George from Gogglebox, God rest his soul. He passed away. Yeah, it was really heartbreaking, man. Then me.
Yeah.
Then me. Yeah. And then Adam from Bewitched. She was 6, yeah. So I was the...
Living yeah. the dream, that wasn't it?
You were chatting on with Gary
Boosie.
Gary Boosie. What was it? Annoyable. He's absolutely annoyed me, yeah. Sounds actually book. How many jokes?
I'm going to say that's another podcast entirely.
Definitely got their book.
Well, I mean, you know, it's and this is the thing. See, me and George, kind of like, well, what you'd class as normal people. I'm not saying that they're not normal people, but we were the most normal. If that makes sense, you know, he sat on his sofa and watched telly. Well, so did I, but I wasn't filmed doing it, if that makes sense. So me and George used to sit on this, like, you know, by the little pool, and we were like, oh my god. You know, we're like, that's Gary, you know, the Hollywood actor. And then,
yeah.
And it was kind of like, we couldn't believe we were like in the same house as them, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it was traumatic.
Yeah.
It was traumatic. It was the best time of my life because you really do not have contact with the outside world.
Yeah.
So I couldn't see the hate. I couldn't see even, well, in all my mind was just, it's going to be hate, isn't it? I couldn't see. I don't know, I couldn't see that people like me, or why would people like me, or whatever, do you know what I mean? And I'd gone in there knowing that kind of like people had been put into kind of, you know, go head to head with me, if that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? And it's kind of like, I don't know, the fighter in me was always kind of there, and I'm like waiting for people to come at me so I could come. Do you know what I mean? So I could really come back.
Yeah.
No, you know, I mean, even Ricky, you know, God bless him, from Geordie Shore.
Yeah.
I mean, me and him are just bezzies. Do you know what I'm saying? I love that boy so much. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, speak to him all the time. I speak to Kelly Maloney all the time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? George used to, but obviously, you know, I'm going to miss that kid so much. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I made friends for life in there, but I also made enemies for life. Like that Gary Boosie was a completely different kettle of fish.
It's just, I remember the some of the battles.
Yeah.
It's just, I think there was an arrogance about him, and I think you're
notoriously unhinged, though. So it's
kind of, this is what I'm saying. I don't think, and this is what I'm on about, it's kind of like, you know, he lost a percentage of his brain in a really bad motorbike accident.
Mm.
So to a certain extent, yes, he is unhinged, but then to another extent, he's manipulated a lot.
Yeah.
And she can sue me if she wants to sue me, do you know what I mean? I don't care. His missus, oh my God, do you know what I mean? She's just the worst, the worst.
She dictates everything.
And puts it, he wasn't, do you know what I mean? It's like, he wasn't. And this is like one of my arguments, and I know there's loads of other people that have backed me up on this, do you know what I mean? He wasn't capable enough to be in that house. We were 24-hour-a-day carers.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, do you know what I'm saying? So there was an element of, yeah, we're here for an experience, this, that, and the other. But also, how can we do that? Do you know what I mean? It's like, because we're caring for this American, this American fella. In my mind, I'd say no. Do you know what I'm saying?
They've seen the name, haven't they? Oh, we've got him. And they've probably running through the Hauser tests and kind of, okay, let's just get him in. And when really probably wasn't wanted.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like I'm saying, you know, the guy won the show. He was in there for a month. He had two pairs of trousers. He had no underwear and one jumper. You know what I'm saying? He had to be carried in, dragged into a shower by Audley and James and washed. He couldn't wash. He used to expose himself to the females and back us into corners. And we used to say, we used to go into like the dining room and everything and say, this is not right. Do you know what I'm saying? This is not right.
Mm-hmm.
What was the response?
We didn't get one.
Well, they didn't even. They didn't,
we didn't get one.
Didn't show that,
but apparently it was written in his contract. He used to say all the time, it's written in my contract. I'm going to, all the, loads of times.
That's written in his contract, so I must be able to.
No, it was written in his contract that he's won. You're coming in here, you'll win the show. And he won the show. Do you know what I'm saying? But a lot of kind of like, again, it's the word editing.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? You've got 24 hours in a day, isn't it? Yeah. 24 hours show in a day, edited into 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you didn't see, like, I mean, we were bloody useless. We were all starving in there. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, we couldn't win a task for bloody love nor money. We couldn't even win a counting task. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I mean?
Lost your mind in that.
Someone must say, no, do you know what I mean? It's like you get the basic of rations, and we've got the basic of everything. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I used to make about like 10 loaves of bread a day. Do you know what I mean? Because I was the only one that could bake bread. Do you know what I mean? It's like, Audley was a good cook. You know, I remember James was an okay cook, to be fair. But no one else could like cook. But we had nothing to cook because we couldn't win nothing, do you know what I'm saying? And I remember this one, I don't know if it was like task or whatever, but we'd won, whatever we'd won, we had a chicken, yeah? A chicken.
One chicken.
One chicken. So we'd cook this chicken, yeah, and get it ready to eat it. Tell me why my man, comes out, grabs the chicken. Yeah, with both his hands. But he had excrement all up. So he had to throw it in the bin. The one chicken we won, you know, we had to throw it in the bin.
Because Gary Buse for his defecated ass on.
What a headline that is. Getting laughed. I bet he was absolutely fuming right now. Yeah.
So what was that then? So you don't even...
We've
got no interest then. You're not, okay, we'll cut that out, have another one.
Did they put that on air? Did they show that?
I don't know. They're probably put on air or shouting.
Look, it's funny.
Picking them in and and bullying an old age pensioner, do you know what I mean? Mm. But let's not show an old age pensioner, you know, flashing his bits at vulnerable girls in the house and backing people into corners, and do you know what I'm saying? Mm. So, but I think there was one stage, and I think it was kind of like, I kind of like looked at him, and I think this was aired, where I actually said to him, well, hang on a minute, my dad's 70-something years old, and he don't think he's old, do you know what I'm saying? Because there weren't, you know, I think that was probably related to the same incident. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, so there was, it, that was in my mind. It was, you know, and others, because I know others have backed me on this. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, he wasn't mentally capable to be in a situation like that.
Yeah.
But then also when we came out, now don't forget, like I said again, I'd been in this house for 4 weeks that I was only expecting to be in for like 7 days, not weeks. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. I'd come out on finale night. Do you know what I mean? I hadn't seen my kids. I hadn't seen my dad. I hadn't seen my other half alone. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like from the old dog, yeah. Rares, yeah, get back to... you know what I'm saying? You get to it before. Again, like, tell
me... So why are we skipping you straight away then to...
No, but this is what I'm saying. So we go to, like, we come out... do you know, I'm getting like a bit of a gist here, because when I come out, Gary Buse's partner was actually surrounded by security. When I think about it, so I'm getting kind of a bit of a, like, a complex edge of this now.
I feel like we should have brought video on
it. It's kind of like...
That annoyed. So, yeah, so the questions up.
Yeah, we were like this part, and he was like shoved in a corner, like there was him and his partner, you know, with the whole line of security again, because I did, like, I did go for her. Well, I wouldn't have attacked her.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would have, you know, said what I had to say. So when we went back to the hotel that we were in, that's where kind of I was reunited with my daughter. But not my son, so that broke my heart because he was too young. So I'd had, like, you know, my dad was there, my daughter was there, my friends were there, my partner was there. So obviously, you know, all the other finalists were there and everything as well with their families. And we're all sort of, you know, oh God, you know, talking and laughing and just, you know, I've missed her, do you know what I mean? I hadn't seen my kids for like weeks and weeks. And then I remember like them going off and we were just getting ready to sort of go to our rooms and that. And we kind of turned around and we're like, is that Gary? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, well, where's his partner?
Yeah.
He was on his own. So he'd been in the Big Brother house for 4 weeks.
And his assistant
had come out and she'd pissed off and left. So we ended up sitting up with him all night.
Yeah.
So he wasn't on his own.
I know, man. That's legendary.
That bad's out.
It is, but yeah.
So I had to wait till the next night then. So I'm like,
it's too short. You were not, for God's sake. Top block.
Really?
So I got in the
wall. Really? We got me peeking before.
I'm
going to
have a catch it, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's an excuse, isn't it? It's a good excuse.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, struck me now. It's
got it. You definitely need to look at writing that book.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know, I'm telling you something. It's just madness, but...
Let me just... Still, that's hilarious. So yeah, thank you for speaking to him, man. Anymore, Gary Bruce. So
the Snapchats. I believe that you won him chicken and he put his shitty hands over.
Oh God.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. Because when I tell you, everyone was starving, they were starving.
Yeah, but hungry, they said.
Starving. But do you know what I think is? Kind of what pisses me off, it's like these people, you know, it's like when you win nothing but basic rations. And I'm like, what's that? And they're like, basic rations.
Do you know what it went though, didn't it? And they pushed the envelope and they pushed and pushed in that from the first series and then the heaven and how, the poor and rich. They knew what they were doing psychologically. Each series, they were pushing more and more psychological warfare on contestants. And I'm surprised no one snapped. I'm surprised it wasn't a bigger thing.
I snapped many times in that diary room. I'm like, listen, yeah. This is what I said. Just say this.
You get the screw
you. You go, listen, yeah. But it's weird because you're talking to like this tiny little hole in the wall. And like, I will still talk to you even though you're a hole in the wall, yeah? Don't talk to me about basic rations. Well, tell me then, Dick, what would you buy if you ran basic rations? And I'm like, listen, I never had a potato in weeks. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's the Irish in me, do you know what I mean? And I'm like, no basic ration is that shit that you're fucking, oh, sure, that's my first one, no, that you're fobbing off lentils, chickpeas, this, that, and the other. And are you off your rocker? Do you know what I'm saying?
That's it, it's all part of it, isn't it? All that basic food then, and you're not really eating enough to function properly cognitively and stuff like that.
You've bought me a packet of yeast, you've got flour, you've got this, that, and the other. You can buy a loaf of bread for 40p. Mm. Do you know?
Spending more on the ingredients.
Do you know what that's what I'm saying.
Mm. It's quite impressive that you do know how to bake bread, because I wouldn't imagine any people.
I love baking.
Would be able to bake bread.
Yeah, I love baking bread.
So if you weren't doing that, what would have been the solution then? You would have just, what, say, you're just eating lentils and there's no bread. And...
I mean, I didn't lose anyway, and I don't know how I didn't lose anyway, because I never ate nothing. No bread, any that probably weren't. That's probably why they didn't, just to make people like a loaf of each, do you know what I mean? And a taught people.
A loaf for breakfast, one for lunch. Yeah.
And actually taught people how to drink Oxo cubes, because they didn't even know that you could use an Oxo cube. I said, dip your bread in that.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think Gary Busey actually left that house with a box of Oxo cubes in his pocket because he said they were the nicest thing ever. And he never ever. Yeah, I think he did. I think no, but then Oxo cubes changed that.
That's a soundbite there. That's a soundbite for social media.
No, but you know, sorry, and that's old school, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if you come home from school in the winter, slice of bread and an Oxo. Well, obviously, I'd water too, not just
yeah.
Fresh
cubes. Need a bit dry.
Yeah. Sorted. That's basic.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm, yeah.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. There we go. So moving on then. So now, so the good work that you're doing now.
Yeah.
So, obviously doing great work. Do you think that with it, you and do you think you bring?
So just to kind of clarify what you're talking about, there's a Birmingham saying no to knife crime.
Yes, obviously, you know, it's been kind of like, it's been a really good 10 years, but it's been kind of like as well a really hard 10 years. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like mentally, I'm not the most stable, if that makes sense. But the same as anybody who suffers with mental health, I have my good days, I have my bad days. In between that, obviously, we had this massive kind of section of our life where it's really, really hard and difficult, if I'm honest with you, to be fair, because my daughter's first relationship obviously turned into a domestic violence relationship. And that being said, then led to kind of like, you know, a real escalation of offences. Like he broke into our house and came after me and my partner with a knife while we were in bed. He, you know, set fire to all her stuff in, you know, in my garden, slashed all our car tyres, you know what I'm saying, stalked my daughter, you know, really bad. So that was like a real bad corner. Like maybe this went on for like about 2 years. The police couldn't find him. Okay. Even though I could, do you know what I'm saying? Mm. But this went on and there was like a massive, massive court case. So kind of this, that was sort of, you know, something that you couldn't talk about, but was kind of like, you know, affecting you, you know, your mental health, your daughter's mental health, the whole kind of like, you know, demographics of like your family unit, do you know what I mean? Where like you'd be scared stiff if, you know, your kids go out or and stuff like that. Anyway, so that court case finally happened and came to an end only probably 2 years ago, if I'm honest with you. But in 2019, in 2019, myself and my best friend, Rachel Warren, she's a school teacher. She teaches at a junior school in Handsworth, who she also is, in a roundabout way, a victim of knife crime, whereas her son, you know, he was robbed at knife point. He had like a Rambo knife held to his throat in a park in Perry Bar, just for like his phone, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, and that's kind of like the sadness of reality of what's going on at the moment in our streets.
And I'm going to say that. So I sense that you've been...
And I think they're out there, aren't they?
Yeah. Like that,
yeah.
Can't
they
just
stand
like that?
Let me go and say...
Let me just get a few things. Because these are cool. Good enough with that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's
quite well, anything.
They put Cheyenne screaming out there, bless it.
And it's what Trey Osmond's been called, Kevin Sheen. Come back in with Silver Settle. If you have a continuity issue and he comes back in with my...
Oh, God.
Leave that hair and mic we'll talk about.
if it's right. Yes.
So it's going to cause continuity issues when you come back into a black hole.
This.
Can you move? Come back, right? Come back, put my clothes on.
I could be like that while looking at our trainers. I felt sorry for someone who had to give me trainers.
Yeah.
So there was this big sort of like, you know, nationwide campaign called Your City Says No, where it was, you know, groups in different parts of the country, like you had Croydon says no, you know, Birmingham says no, Manchester says no, Coventry said no, were coming together to do kind of like a protest against knife crime. So there was a lot of people involved who, you know, had lost, you know, you had mothers who'd lost children through knife crime, or you had, you know, people who were victims of knife crime and all things like that. They just went, because obviously, you know, it was an epidemic, wasn't it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, when I say was,
still
it still is. But like, even back then, it was kind of the statistics and the amount of young people that were being killed by being stabbed had absolutely skyrocketed. So it was this big kind of, you know, countrywide movement, shall we say. So the plan was, at the same time, on the same day, all these cities would do their like protest to kind of, you know, pick up some, you know, waves or maybe some publicity.
No, media attraction.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the badger. Anyway, so a lot of things like Rachel Coupless, you know what I mean? We weren't so well together. We were so opposite, if you know what I mean. Like Rachel's real kind of like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. Whereas I'm kind of like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. You know, like that kind of thing. It's like, so she kind of in her mindset was like, well, at the end of the day, who's going to pay attention to a group of people walking from one end of Broad Street to another with these placards saying, drop the knife, drop the knife, drop it. No one really pays any attention, do they, to protests? Mm. And 9 times out of 10, a protest is seen as kind of more negative. Yes. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, look at them stopping traffic, or look at them. Yeah. So you don't really get, you know.
It's the whole point.
Yes, yeah. You know what I mean? So next thing you know, Rachel has got this massive stage in Victoria Square, Birmingham. Speaker system, she's got this knife arch. She's got like, you know, it's got like everything. And it's kind of like, it was just surreal to watch, if that makes sense. So we had like young people just turn up. We had like the Bike Life kids who were riding the bikes. We had dancers. We had poets. We had like, you know, the 14-year-old autistic DJ who is absolutely smashing it. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, rappers. We had people with lived experience. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, it was just mad how, you know, we had bereaved families who'd lost, you know, loved ones to knife crime, and people who'd lost friends. And it turned into this massive, positive event. Do you know what I'm saying? And it was kind of like, it was just so brilliant to kind of like, to watch and to witness and to be there, if that makes sense.
Mm.
So after that, I think that's when Rachel was kind of like, do you know something? We've had over 250 people turn up to this. She said, we've had people just come in to perform, do you know what I'm saying? To show that, you know, not all young people are in gangs, not all young people carry knives. Or she said, there's just young people that just want somewhere where they can sing, where they can dance, where they can rap, where they can, you know what I mean, in a safe kind of environment.
Mm.
And hence then, that's when, you know, Birmingham Says No to Knife Crime and Youth Violence was formed. So she asked me, would I, you know, be in it with her, and I'm like 1,000,000%, because it is all about empowering young people.
Yeah.
So from there, we kind of went on then to, you know, a lot of begging, a lot of borrowing, a lot of pleading, but we've managed to put on numerous events for young people. I think are probably most. You know, it's just weird because last year we did a football five-a-side football tournament in memory of Cody Fisher, who was stabbed to death at the Crane nightclub in Digbeth.
Yeah.
Because one of his friends had done, like, you know, like the Three Peach Challenge.
Yeah.
Had done, like, the Three Peach Challenge and had donated some money to us. And we're like, well, you like football? We'll do a football tournament. We had over 500 11 to 19-year-olds, you know, turn up for a five-a-side football tournament. Just so, you know, winning team wins 350 quid in JD vouchers. 500 11 to 19-year-olds. No trouble, nothing.
Nothing.
Do you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of where our sort of, you know, our growth came from and where our heart is. You know what I mean? We're in it now. We're like, we're a voice for young people. We empower young people. We're there for young people. We found some, you know, we found them homes. We found them jobs. We found, do you know what I mean? We're just... We're there, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like we've had dance competitions, we've had open mic competitions. You know, we've just done a massive video project, and that only kind of put the finale, that was actually on Friday night, where, you know, we just get little pots of funding from whatever, and we just turn it into something amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like these five kids, it's kind of like they went into sort of like this massive boardroom and they got to learn about the music industry, you know, the do's and the don'ts, that you can't take this off YouTube, and, you know, to learn all the legalities. And then they had to write a song. Then they went into a recording studio, recorded the song, which they can't do anyway because it cost them a bloody fortune.
Yeah.
And then, you know, credit one of our Birmingham Says No young people. Do you know what I mean? Who we met back in Way in 2019 at that very, very first event.
Mm.
He made them all professional music videos.
Brilliant.
And we premiered them on Friday night, and it was just absolutely, it just blow you away. It just absolutely blow you away.
So it's relevant, isn't it?
Yeah, kids? Of course it is.
It's something that they love and they want to get involved in. And it's...
But also we're saying, do you know what I mean? There's a method to it as well. Because, you know, you can't come on this project and talk about shanking your mate or shooting this or shotting this or... No, you come with us and it's going to be a positive song. Do you know what I'm saying? It's going to be like a positive song.
You can spit some lyrics, but that have to
say, spit some bars or something.
Bars, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a great outline, isn't it?
And it's just great because you can still have, you know, you can still have it in the grime genre. You can have it in the whatever, you know what I'm saying? The soul, R&B, whatever, rap, grime, drill. But you ain't like doing it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like... You can still make music, but you don't have to talk about...
Guns, knives, yes. Robbing, drugs.
And it was absolutely unbelievable. It was amazing to see these videos. It was just... And this is something that these kids would need about 2.5-3 grand in their pocket.
Of course.
To have. They haven't got it.
Yeah.
No one's got it.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like... But why should they not? Because they like music. Why shouldn't they have it? Do you know what I mean? It's exactly... Exactly.
What you find about with Love Brum? That's, I know that obviously we've met again through Love Brum.
Yes.
Exposure by, isn't it?
With it Love is, Brum. And that's kind of like, you know, we first met Love Brum. Again, I'm trying to think, was it pre or was it before the pandemic or after the pandemic? We're not sure, you know, but obviously we were awarded £500 off Love Brum. And what we did is we put that towards like bleed control training.
Yeah.
Whereas basically, you know, the sad reality of life is we're teaching young people and members of the community how to save someone's life if they ever come across, you know, a catastrophic bleed, whether it be from a gunshot or whether it be from, you know, a stabbing or whether it be from, you know, an industrial accident or something. Do you know what I'm saying? And
it's great, isn't it? It's mad how you have to be in that moment.
It is. And that's the kind of like, you know, that's the real sad part of it. Do you know what I mean? Because basically what we're saying to these kids is, you know, you could be walking down the road and you or one of your mates or whatever could just end up being shot or stabbed. That's the harsh reality of like of walking down the road, not even life on the streets, walking home from school, walking to the shops.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, and that provides good kind of like basic, you know, because at the end of the day, if you two are walking through the park, you see someone get shot or stabbed, the police and the ambulance ain't coming to you. You've got to deal with it.
Mm.
You've got to deal with it until the police deem the scene fit for the ambulance to attend.
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? So you are, and these kids are, first responders.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Nice. It's like learning first aid, isn't it? But on a different, advanced level. A
different level, which is really strange because bleed control isn't actually part of first aid. I can't fathom it out, really, but it's not. You know, and that's kind of, you know, it's sad, But, you know, our training, believe it or not, as well, has actually been put into practice. And that's also the sad reality of it. Do you know what I mean? It's like...
It's sad.
Let me just pause.
But it's like...
The fact that you, yeah,
that's
life. You provide that training, it's probably sad to Montreal, all this massive, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Let me just change this back to then more rapid.
Yeah.
So I do talk a lot. I'm still on page one.
No, it's brilliant.
They're playing the equipment and...
So say by now, this new government isn't the guy in charge of charities or something now, isn't it? It's that James Timpson who runs the actual shoe shops and he gives unemployed homeless jobs and stuff like that. He's got a job in the cabinet now.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed him scrap the Rwanda thing, have you already?
Yeah. But James Timpson from Timpson's. He's got some role in there now around charity and that, so now's a good time to send some emails and lean in, I think.
Kev.
Yeah. Often the previous government taking all that money and giving it to the powers to like...
But this is kind of it. It's like, we're not even, do you know what I'm saying? We're not even like... We've never received a lot of funding, like I've just said to you, like 500 quid here. Do you know what I mean? £1,000 there, but it's kind of like... And this is what pisses me off, do you know what I'm saying? It's like, you check any of our socials and look at what we've done, and we've done that on practically nothing. Do you know what I'm saying? Because we are the new kids on the block with regards to this, you know... Oh, it is so frustrating, do you know what I'm saying? It's like, we are the new kids on the block, but if you had a look... And it's so egotistical, this... I'm going to say this game, if that makes sense. This field is so egotistical that... It's the same as every walk of life, isn't it? You find the people that are in it just for the financial gain, but then you find the people who are in it for the heart. And that's what I can say about Birmingham Says No, do you know what I mean? It's like, you can't question why me and Rachel are in this, because we don't get money to be in this. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, and people, you know, and that's where the realness, I think, shows through. And I think that's kind of why, you know, we've got the biggest youth following in the whole of the city, if not the country. Do you know what I mean? And it's like the impact that we've made and what we actually do. Just check out all the projects on the social media. You know, over 500 people turn up to a dance contest. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just madness. Mm. But they do it because they know they're safe. They feel safe.
Mm.
Because we have all that. It's just weird. Do you know what I mean? And it's like the pool we have. And I think the pool we have, it's kind of like, you know, what we say is, our motto is, we're just two mums, we're two mums that care. And I think that's the difference with us, do you know what I'm saying? We're not regulated, we're not the police, we're not social services, we're not schools, we're mums. Do you know what I mean? And I think that makes a massive difference. We're
not even just saying that, that's wrong, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? And it's kind of like, we're not office-based, we ain't got this big office, we ain't got this big, you know, this big building and rare, we haven't got, you know, thousands, we have little, whatever flickers in. Do you know what I'm saying? And it goes back into like the young people. It's kind of like, we've never applied for like these massive pots of funds because we don't know how, you don't know what they are, we don't know where they are, and no one's going to share them with you, because if they share them with you, that's some out of their pocket. And do you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, and I think that's what makes us so real with what we do. Do you know what I mean? And hence why now we've kind of gone now, and we've flipped this now, because like during the pandemic, we ended up, believe it or not, helping a food bank deliver food parcels to vulnerable families, etc., etc. And that food bank, I don't know, closed. So what did we do? Started self-funding it. So we're then still self-funding food parcels to vulnerable families and have been doing for about 2 years. And it's kind of like, we can't keep doing this, you know. It's like, we won't be able to feed our own kids, but... The caring side, the mum side, you can't let, you know, someone comes to you like they can't feed their kids. I'm sorry, that's my heartstrings pulled. Do you know what I'm saying? That's just what kind of person I am. Do you know what I'm saying? So we applied for some funding from the National Lottery and they gave it to us. We were like, oh my God. Do you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like, wow. You know, so how's this kind of happened? And hence why now we've been able to open the community hub. Do you know what I mean? It's like, so we've opened this community hub. It's absolutely amazing. Do you know what I mean? It does be chocker everywhere, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. and people are just coming down. They're getting unlimited, you know, unlimited drinks, unlimited toast, unlimited crumpets, some cheese, cakes some if someone brings them in.
Cheesecake.
Not cheesecake.
Three packs of Jaffa Cakes.
And three packs of Jaffa Cakes. Right, so I need
more. I'm never going to leave that.
I'm sorry, no form waving, no fee. No, Jack, it's kind of like, do you not know who I am?
Yeah, cheesecake, three packs of Jaffas on your rider.
Cheesecake, they don't wait until about 10 seconds. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's long. You're a bit bigger. Who'd have bought it?
If we'd have known that we were going to find out going for you to the Zox Zones.
Who would have bought it, yeah? Three pocket
boxes. That's a good thing. Like, obviously, heading up to winter, I'm going to start introducing octos. I'm taking here and bread. Obviously, they get soups, you know what I mean? And they can sit here. It's 4 hours, you know, 3 days a week. They can sit here as long as they want. You know what I'm saying? They're warm, they're dry, they're fed, they're socialised. You know what I'm saying? The friendships and everything that have been made out there is unbelievable to watch. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, you know, we've got like the single parent, you know, she's a Muslim woman, she's fled, you know, domestic violence. She's got a little baby, and the second she comes in, everyone's rushing up to the baby, and so the mum can sit there and she can have a cup of tea in peace, and these little kids just laughing away. And do you know what I mean? It's
seeing. Oh, even though it's
1 million. Yeah.
Priceless.
It really, really is. And that's kind of like, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's just brilliant. It's just amazing to see.
Yeah. So these guys are living on the streets, aren't they? And they're from day to day. And
a lot of them are.
Just to get a cup of tea and away from the rain, the horrendous rain sometimes. It's like,
and I think the good thing about here as well, it is a lot of time, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we've got like the, you know, the couple of the homeless that come in, there's a shower block out. Do you know what I'm saying? I let them go in, they can have a shower. Do you know what I mean? I've bought them, like, you know, bought them a towel each, I've bought them a shower gel each, I've bought them a deodorant each, I ran through my son's drawers, and they've got, you know, took out his vests, a couple of t-shirts, socks, so, you know, he'll kick on soon, he's got no socks left. No, but do you know what I'm saying? It's just
the brilliant
things. So it's like, it's warm now, so they can wash their clothes while they're in there, wash the clothes in there, hang them out there to dry, put a clean vest, t-shirt on, do you know what I'm saying? Boom, does them the world of wonders. But also, as well, what's happening is, because, like, most of this, it is, like you said, it's homeless, people in supportage, you know, HMOs. Don't even start me off on them. Do you know what I'm saying? We've got addicts, we've got those in recovery, but they're also mixing with people who live a great life. Do you know what I'm saying? But they're in here, and they're like, because I had the one bloke say to me the once, and he was like, I can't thank you enough. And I said, well, what for? And he's like, because they're talking to me like I'm a human being. And he's like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, well, what do you mean? You know, like, with sometimes you... That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I do think I'm oblivious to, like, what goes on in the real world because, you, do you know what I mean? Maybe I am. You know, and he's like, because no one's ever, like, you know, no one dressed like that's ever come up to me and sat next to me. And I'm like, are you serious? And he's like, yes, dude.
We take all that for granted, don't we?
I think we do.
Even just, I mean, I swear, when we came, we've got a bit of two blues ones.
Brilliant, yeah.
Oh, he's a Villa fan. How would he know?
I'm up in the pipe.
Oh, are you serious? Yeah, he's a Villa fan, yeah.
But you like that, don't you?
There's one blues fan out there, but the rest of
Villa,
yeah.
Well, look, we were saying on the phone, we spoke the other day. These are our people. I feel like bird boys.
Like, exactly.
I'm coming past them.
This is what I'm saying. It's like, you know, it is hilarious because, do you know what I mean? It's like I'll come in the morning and I'll go, well, what's wrong with you? And they'll go, oh, so and so, you're in a bad mood, not to ask you for nothing today. And I'm like, correct. Do you know what I mean? Really thought. But then you've got the other one who'll follow you around like 40 times. I'm like, no. No, no, no. Do you know what I mean? And then you've got, I told you not to come up to the stage of the band. But the banter you have, and that's kind of what I said. It's like, no one in this place is better than anyone else. And that includes me. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? They come to, do you know what I mean? It's like, and that's the thing. It's like, and I'm like, no, it's not my hub, it's your hub.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, and they're like, so we can tell you to get out. And I'm like, well, no. This is what I'm on about. Do you know what I'm saying? They're coming in the morning. I always come in every morning when I come in, and I'll put the news on the telly. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like and things like that. Tess, I'm like, it's taking my knees off. Do you know what I mean? And it's kind of like, I said, you need to watch the news. And I'm like, we don't need to watch the news. I said, you do need to watch the news. We're all dancing down there to R&B and reggae and this, that and the other. And I'm like, you lot are just unbelievable, do you know? But they're just all amazing.
Yeah.
They're all absolutely amazing.
And like you say, you give them a chance, don't you, to be like, this is us and this is what we do. Don't ruin it.
I've had to go out many a time, do you know what I mean, and tell them off. And it's like, you know, it's a no-smoking property. It's a no-drinking property. And it's definitely no drugs. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's kind of like, you know, my motto is, I've told you, I shouldn't have to tell you again, because I just say, listen, do you know what I mean? It's like, there's other things I could be doing at my time on a Monday, Wednesday and Friday. This is yours to lose. Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like you've said, the fees, yeah. And it's not even so much that, do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, this is like you said, you know, you've never ever stepped foot into a cricket club. Well, you're in here now. Do you know what I mean? It's like, and you can come in all the time, because you shouldn't be looked down on. You shouldn't be treated any different, but...
It's accountability, no?
Yeah. They've hit the nail on the head. Do you know what I'm saying? And there has been a lot of...
Sense of worth as well. I wasn't responsibility, accountability.
Yours to lose.
You were being relied on.
Yeah. It's yours to lose. That's all I say. Everything, all this is yours to lose. Do you know what I mean? And they're brilliant. They come in, they clear... You know, the second they come in, they're like... Someone will get the Hoover out and Hoover up, and their space. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, their space.
Yeah,
brilliant,
perfect. Well, yeah, thanks for having us. I'll start that again. I'll just.
It's quite what?
Like you do it. He always does the finale. That's why I stumbled.
He always does the finale. Why did you?
I thought I was going to try.
As soon as
I was going to try and jump in on it, but
next week I'll either bird him, start doing him on his own.
I've ruined it.
Throw you a few Jaffa Cakes and things. Let's sit here and do the queue.
And one cheesecake and like three strips of Jaffa Cakes. They think you're running the show. It's my up, yeah? My up. My up, Blue Nose. My up. So when are you off? Nice telling them tomorrow.
It's with Germany, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a Dortmund. Probably a Messi. Yeah.
Royalties off the podcast by the time.
Tramps.
See the way I do. She's so good. She's got a man custom. I'm not aware of it.
Yeah.
Are you going?
No.
No, invite brother.
I got a. It's a semi final.
Were you invited?
No.
Are you wearing?
I could have gone to one of the group games.
Yeah.
But the way they're playing.
It's not very exciting.
I don't want to sit for 90 minutes and then hope we go for own penalties and stuff. So it's the first tournament. We might win. Everyone's just like. This isn't football, this isn't...
So why didn't you invite your brother?
I only got a ticket yesterday. For a ticket yesterday, yeah.
Going on, yeah? It's
four of us going in the car.
Oh, okay, not your brother.
Don't
had his big adventure.
Don't believe that.
In caravan.
I hope you're bringing a camera attached to your dashboard.
I won't bring that little one, yeah.
Well, you should do. That's what you should do.
Tell you, go on, wrap it up.
Okay. Wrap it up, she's done what you're with. She switched it round
and I'm in
trouble.
Yeah.
The other serious finish advice. Thanks so much, Dane.
Checks like post,
yeah? Yep. Watch those. No, thank you so much for your time, someone. Genuinely brilliant work that you're doing with the charity. Keep up the good work. We'll put it out and spread the word as far as we can.
Hang it up.
It's not much, it's something.
All donations greatly accepted. Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like I said, tea bags, coffee, I could do this. I'm trying to win a joking, but you know, it's about these. And it's like when you realize, I know you said you're a finisher, I've took over again. And I can't help myself. I just can't help myself. Do you know what I mean? It's all worth it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let's keep these people fed. But carry on. As you
want. You can do it if you want. You can finish
it. Yeah, I'm all right. I'll shut up now.
No, it's been amazing. I need a little bit. Thanks very much.
So, do you think we need part two?
Probably.
I think when
your book comes out.
Oh, when the block, I write it first.
Yeah, right, look.
So he dangles the gatto carrot, and then he's like, you know, we'll do part two when you've written a book.
You know, all one time, and
I'm made to be fair, do you know what I mean?
No, sorted. Yeah, cheers, right. Back.
Oh, you're welcome.
Brilliant.
I'm still on page one.